Good morning and welcome to BBTV. Occupying half of South America's landmass, Brazil has a history filled with economic turmoil, swinging from boom to bust. Precisely these days, Brazil has an unemployment rate higher than 13%, twin deficits with a fiscal imbalance of almost minus 9%, a currency that has plunged 18% loss year to date against the dollar, increasing the risk of inflation, and rising political uncertainty as the next general elections is set to happen in 6 days' time. At present, right-wing candidate Jair Bolsonaro sits at the top of presidential polls. His program includes a pension reform and the privatization of companies such as Petrobras or Bank of Brazil. Behind him, we have Fernando Haddad, representing the former President Lula party, the PT. He wants to invest more to reactivate the economy and reduce unemployment. He has also suggested banks should reduce interest rates and also restructure some corporate and household loans, even if that involves potential haircuts. So, Robert, given all that, how do you see the equity markets reacting to the election?
Well, the upcoming election in Brazil, I think, is a fascinating one to see play out. It mirrors what we've seen take place in Europe over the past 18 months, 2 years, where voters are just very discontent with the central ground. They're reacting to a weak economic environment, fed up with political corruption. Social inequality is rising. So you're seeing voters move away from the central ground, going to the right, going to the left. In terms of how that plays out to the markets, I think the markets are going to reward Bolsonaro, who by no means is market friendly, but he is considered perhaps more market friendly than the other candidate because he talks about reform, primarily pension reform as well, which is a huge drag on the fiscal budget within Brazil. So we see Bolsonaro being more friendly from a market perspective. However, we would expect volatility to continue in the run-up to the election, but primarily that volatility is going to be played out in the FX market, I think, rather than just the equity market. How do you see bond markets reacting to the elections?
Well, if Bolsonaro wins, the fact that he supports a much-needed pension and fiscal reform should be well-received by the markets, and we could see some relief on yields. As we see on the chart, as Bolsonaro chances rose, the Brazilian real got stronger versus the dollar. If, on the other hand, Fernando Haddad won the election, that could be perceived by the markets more as an economic continuity, and we could see an additional sell-off on bonds. So, Robert, candidates have also expressed plans on some of the Brazilian state-controlled companies such as Petrobras. What can you tell us about that? Do you see either candidate's plans could lead to opportunities?
Well, potentially. I think privatizations is an interesting area to focus on. One of the nuances about investing in emerging markets is the presence of state-owned enterprises, SOEs as they're often referred to. These are companies where the state control the majority stake of that business, owning over half of all of the equity. You see them in Brazil, you see them in Russia, and particularly in China. Now, as a minority investor, as a minority shareholder, you want your voice to be heard. And if you are going up against a government, a ruling government, chances are you're going to be rode roughshod over. So any move towards privatization would be a good thing from an investor's perspective, companies becoming more profit-orientated rather than being run for social or political goals. So any move towards privatizing some of these businesses is a step in the right direction, I think. But stepping back from privatizations, let's have a look at how the Brazilian market has performed year to date. When you look at it from an international perspective, it's been a bad place to have your capital. It's down about 20% in dollar terms. But from a local's perspective, you've actually made a bit of money being invested as a Brazilian in the Brazilian market this year, which suggests to us the problems that have been faced in the country have largely been reflected in their FX rather than in the equity markets. So any volatility we see going forward that leaches from the FX market into the equity market causes a derating could actually be a nice opportunity for us to top up positions in Brazil. From a bondholder's perspective, how do you think the market will take the move towards privatizations?
Well, Brazilian corporate spreads have moved very much in line with the currency, which has also moved in line with the election's prospects, as we see in the chart. If PT returns to power, the credit reaction should be neutral, Besides, we've seen some spreads, as for example Petrobras, being quite jumpy all over the campaign, so they already price in some political risk. If Bolsonaro wins, the credit reaction should be more positive, as taking companies into private is usually seen as positive from the bondholders' perspective. Anyway, being the second round of the election on 28th October, volatility is likely to stay for the whole month. Well, Robert, thank you very much for joining me today. We will keep a very close eye on the Brazilian election. And we will be paying attention to other events. This week, we look out for US unemployment data and ISM index for September and European and Japanese PMIs. Thanks for watching and have a great week.